When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time, he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said, follow me.
I want to tell you a story now about a very famous artist called Rembrandt. He painted lots of famous paintings. One was called Night Watch. And one night, an angry man rushed through the museum in Amsterdam and slashed this painting again and again with a knife. That was an awful thing to happen. On another occasion, another man who had something wrong with his mind went to St. Peter's Cathedral in Rome and smashed up a beautiful sculpture called the Pietà. Here it is. Now, both of these pieces of art were ruined. But you know what? Amazingly, very cleverly, both these pieces of art were able to be restored. And that's like the story of Peter we're studying today. He was a mess. He was a wreck. But Jesus put him back together again. Now, what can you remember about Peter from what you've learned so far this week? Anything at all? What can you remember? Nobody remembers anything. Oh, Reese, you remember something. Yes, what do you remember? He started off as a fisherman. And then he came to follow Jesus. Good answer. Yes. He said three times before the cockerel crowed that he didn't know Jesus. That's absolutely right. Yes, one, and then you. That's right, he got put in prison for telling people about Jesus, but God rescued him. One more. He did walk on water, didn't he? That's quite right. Well, today we're looking at how Jesus put Peter back together again after he'd messed up. And boys and girls, you know what? We all need Jesus to put us back together again. Because we've all done things wrong. We're all like the painting that's been ruined. But Jesus can put us back together again. Now, the first thing I want to say to you is this. Peter loved Jesus. Can you say that? Peter loved Jesus. Let me tell you about Ted Stellard. He was a naughty boy in school. He was scruffy. He was not well behaved. And his teacher, Miss Thompson, didn't like him. He was quite good at his work. His problem was that his mummy and daddy didn't know how to look after him properly. This was really because his mother was very ill. And then she died. And his father just didn't bother with him. Well, Christmas arrived. And all the children brought their presents for Miss Thompson, the teacher. Ted brought one too. It was wrapped in old brown paper. He'd brought some old stuff that used to belong to his mother. A scruffy old bracelet and some cheap perfume, half used up. The other children started to laugh at Ted. But Miss Thompson put the bracelet on her wrist and splashed some perfume on her wrist. At the end of the day, Ted said, "Miss Thompson, you smell just like my mother. And the bracelet looks really pretty on you. I'm glad you like my presents." Miss Thompson got down on her knees and asked God to forgive her and to help her to love Ted. And from then on, she did love him. And something amazing happened to Ted. He started to do well in his work. And he ended up going to university and he became a doctor. That's the power of loving someone. Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Now then, why did he ask him three times? What did you say? Go on, say it again. Oh, you can't remember now. Can anyone else remember? Why did he ask him three times? That's right, because he denied Jesus three times. He said, "No, I don't know Jesus." Three times. And now Jesus gives him three chances to say that he loves him. Jesus' love has transformed Peter. Rather like Miss Thompson's love transformed Ted. Now, because Jesus loves Peter, Peter wants to love Jesus back. It's the same for you and me. Jesus has loved us. He loved us enough to die for us. And we should love him back. So let's all say it together. Peter loved Jesus. And again, Peter loved Jesus. Now the second lesson is this. Peter must teach the Bible. Can you say that? Peter must teach the Bible. Peter must teach the Bible. It's there in verse 15, if you can see it. "Feed my lambs." Verse 16, "Take care of my sheep." Verse 17, "Feed my sheep." Now, who does Jesus mean by his lambs and sheep? Who does he mean? Anybody else who hasn't answered? Robbie. He means us. We're Jesus' sheep. We're Jesus' lambs. And Peter feeds Jesus' lambs by teaching them the Bible. A very famous preacher called Dr. Andrew Bonner grew up in the Highlands of Scotland. And in the Highlands, the sheep would often wander onto rocks and get stuck. The grass on these mountains is very sweet, and the sheep like it. They'll jump 10 or 12 feet to eat it. But you know what happens then? They can't get back again. And the shepherd must rescue the sheep from death. Because if they stay on the rock, they'll run out of grass and they will die. It's the same with us. We are Jesus' sheep. And we have to keep feeding, not on grass, but on the Bible, God's word. If we wander off from the Bible, we will starve spiritually. So Jesus says to Peter, teach the Bible. Feed my sheep. Peter took this very seriously. And so he writes in his first letter, 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Do you see what he's saying there? What do babies drink?
Milk,
that's right. What do sheep eat? Grass, that's right. And in a sense, Christians eat the Bible. Now, we've eaten bacon rolls this morning, and they've been very nice. But there's something we need to eat even more than food. And that's the Bible. See, the Bible is described as like meat. The Bible is described as like milk. It's our food. When we read it, it's like eating it. And when we read the Bible, we discover who Jesus is. That he is God. That he died on the cross to pay for our sin. That he rose from the dead. That we can go to heaven if we trust him. So boys and girls, mums and dads, are you reading the Bible? Morning and evening? Are you listening to sermons in the car, in the house? Are you reading Christian books? The way the shepherd cares for his sheep is by feeding them. Are you being fed? Peter loves Jesus. Should we all say that? Peter loves Jesus. And then Peter teaches the Bible. Peter teaches the Bible. One more thing. Peter glorifies God. Can you say this one? Peter glorifies God. Now, when Wayne Rooney scores a goal, who gets the glory? Rooney does, that's right. How does Rooney show that he gets the glory? What does he do? Can you do one? Can you do a Wayne Rooney celebration? Who can do a Wayne Rooney celebration? Hayden, can you do one? No, you can't. Can you do one? Come and show us up on the top. No. Oh. Well, he does a big celebration, doesn't he? You can do it, Hayden, can't you? Go on. Go on, Hayden. Go on, Hayden. No, you don't have to. And what does the crowd do when Wayne Rooney does his celebration? They go mad, don't they? Wayne gets the glory. But if we love Jesus, we give all the glory to him. I don't want you to go home thinking Chris Jenkins is a wonderful preacher. I want you to go home thinking Jesus is a wonderful Savior. Peter glorified God. Peter made Jesus look wonderful. He did it, verse 19, by dying for Jesus. He loved Jesus so much, he died for him. Do you know, they told Peter to stop talking about Jesus. Peter was doing what I'm doing now. He was teaching the Bible. And they said, if you don't stop teaching the Bible, we're going to kill you. And Peter wouldn't stop talking about Jesus. So Peter was killed. And verse 19 says, this death glorified Jesus. See, if you talk about Jesus in school or in work, it glorifies Jesus. It makes Jesus look wonderful. Do you talk about Jesus? Or at least invite people to come to church to hear us talking about Jesus. Of course, if you're going to talk about Jesus, you must behave like Jesus, or else you won't make him look wonderful. So, let's say it together. Peter loves Jesus. And again, Peter loves Jesus. Peter teaches the Bible. Peter teaches the Bible. Peter glorifies Jesus. Peter glorifies Jesus. If you're a Christian this morning, are these things true of you? They should be. If you're not a Christian, will you notice what Peter says? So, what Jesus says to Peter at the end of verse 19? He says, "Follow me. Follow me." Have you considered following Jesus? Have you considered committing your life to Jesus? He's done everything to make this possible for you. He's died on the cross to pay for your sin so that we can be forgiven, be friends with God, follow Jesus, and go to heaven. It's not easy to follow Jesus. Peter died for his faith in Jesus. There are many Christian martyrs in the world today. But if you live for the things of this life, you'll get the things of this life. If you live for Jesus, you'll get a relationship with him and a home in heaven forever. So I would say to you what Jesus says, follow him, follow Jesus. Come to our Christianity Explored course. We're starting in September. Come and talk to me afterwards if you're interested. It's just a chance to look over. Is the Bible true? Can we trust it? Is Jesus really God? Did he really die for us? Did he really rise from the dead? Come to Christianity Explored. Keep coming back on a Sunday. Keep listening. Keep asking the questions. Keep getting to know us.